Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast, the only podcast where, well, we're here.
Basically.
We're here.
I think more than one podcast is here.
I don't know. You listen to some of these podcasts, you know these people are just not here.
Like Joe Rogan?
Ooh.
Exactly.
Sorry. We're not even 10 seconds in and I went there.
You had to go after Joe Rogan? Geez, Spotify's going to cancel us pretty quick. Thanks a lot, Hannah.
It was nice knowing you.
All right, we got canceled off Spotify. We are now weird directory number 3 exclusive only. There's so many podcast directories, but that's not the point. Welcome back to the Poorly Ran Podcast. As you can see, 4 out of 5 of us have paid for our webcams bills this week. Mike, we have to help Mike out, get his webcam funds going.
Oh, if you want, you can donate to our Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon. April Fools, everybody.
Donate to our Indiegogo campaign to get me a webcam.
How about this? If people follow our social media page, you know, follow it all: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube, right? You know, do that thing too. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And I don't know, maybe join the community Discord server. All those links should be in your description or local show notes. If you all do that and you tag me and it'd be like, look, I'm following. If like 100 people do it, I will just buy Mike a webcam.
Get the crowdfunding.
It's got to be 100 people across all the platforms. Be like, look what I did. I followed your show.
Do we count? Like if I went and did that.
You personally do not count. Anybody here right now does not count.
So Indy can do it.
Yes.
Oh, she's not here.
But she's already following all the accounts. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Get your friends on this. 100. If we could get everything over 100 followers or likes or whatever, I will buy Mike a webcam.
One step closer away from OnlyFans and everything else that you can do for crowdfunding.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. If people actually want to give us money, then maybe they should, you know, let us know in the comments. Hey, take our money. Take our money. Literally send
Shut
us.
Up and take my money. Isn't that the
literally
goal?
Send us a video of you throwing singles at your phone camera and send that to us. We'll use it in our next episode. I literally just have plugged social media and it was the weirdest transition ever.
Worked
nice one, Zach.
That's a really good way to do it, Zach. I'm impressed.
Yeah, if every social media account, I'll repeat it one more time. If every social media account, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, can get above 100 followers at any point this year, I will buy Mike a webcam.
I'm up to it, guys.
Hold me to it. I know our Facebook and Instagram are close. Twitter's a little bit of ways away, and TikTok is nowhere near it, so. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't have the exact numbers right now, but you could go check it out for yourselves. Anyways, welcome to Too Much Time to Think 6.
Anyone else need a pump of lotion?
Yes, please.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, sure, awesome. For the audio only listeners, Hannah is just, Hannah is lotioning up her hands.
This is oat lotion. I got it for $3 at Pink.
I thought it was oak lotion, which was very weird.
Wish.
Oak. Never mind. Today is too much. Yeah. Too much. Today is too much time to think 6.
Don't think about what I just said too much because it was really stupid.
I have other things to think about, Hannah. I can't think about your oak lotion. All right. I don't care what kind of trees you're putting on your skin. Anyways, we're just chilling today. I mean, it's Easter weekend by the time we're recording it. It's Good Friday, everyone. I hope you are having a good Friday, unless, you know, it wasn't.
Also, happy Passover. Happy Pesach.
Happy Passover, too. Man, we got happy a lot
Passover.
Going on.
Passover.
Yeah, it's Passover right now.
It is Passover.
And no bread for me.
No bread. Sarah's not getting that bread, so I mean,
yeah. Cyrus eat it all.
Did Cyrus eat it too? He ate your lamb chops.
Cyrus has been very, very good this week. He had lamb, potatoes, muelos, You know, he had Abigail Lemino.
Oh my.
We had Mina. We had a lot of good food this week.
The dog lands in the hospital once and you spoil.
Throw him a whole first time feast.
Threw him a whole feast. Honestly, the first time,
that was the first time he's been really sick in like 7, almost 8 years of having him. So yeah. It's okay. You know what? It's fine. He gets a pass. He gets a pass.
Yeah.
He tried to eat all the bone and he couldn't poop and got violated.
You know, I'm really glad we're talking about this.
I'm glad we weren't trying to have a very serious
fascinating topic this morning.
Hey,
as soon as my feet hit the floor, I was like, you know, I wonder how Sarah's dog is doing. I wonder if he has constipation.
Hey, let's go over to our Long Island correspondent, Mike. Do you have anything to add?
Not really.
What's going on?
I'm
just letting it speak for itself.
He's the letting... most expensive food ever. That's what happened.
Don't let Gordon Ramsay know that you fed your dog lamb. I mean, he might be a little mad. Or he might be jealous of the dog. I mean.
Honestly, the lamb was perfectly cooked, too. It was really a tragedy when he jumped on the table and ate it all. It was a tragedy.
But you basically, as I said before we went live, you basically recreated a Jewish edition of the Christmas story.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Christmas story is, but
sure. Louis, he's Jewish.
Don't, Louis, you've known this for years. Don't give us that face.
I knew she was Jewish. I thought for her being so like so detailed in her knowledge of film, I thought she would have seen it. Whatever.
I've actually never seen Home Alone. I don't really watch Christmas movies. I've never seen A Wonderful Life.
Jeez, I wonder why.
Oh, that one surprises me that you haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life, because that one is taught in a lot of cinema classes.
They didn't show it to me. I mean, look, Jewish Christmas, of course, we go watch a movie, but now we bring in my Christian grandmother, so we did Jumanji. That's how.
What?
We got her in
some movie.
We did Wonder Woman 1984 this year.
Nice.
I wanted to have a soul. Mm. I think I was correct in the end, but whatever.
Whatever.
That's how...
That's how Sarah's doing over Passover. The dogs eat a lamb. I'm just checking in on everybody. We're just checking in right now.
I got vaccinated this week.
Ooh, there we go. That's some good news.
I had to drive 3 hours for it, but it happened.
There you go. Starting the vaccination process. Louis, you got vaccinated, right?
Yeah, I got my first one last week. And yeah. Another one in 3 weeks from now.
And then Hannah, you got, I think you were the first one out of this group.
Was. We actually talked about that on my last appearance on the show. I got mine a few weeks ago. And it's funny because I qualify for my second one on my birthday.
Ooh, there you go.
Now, I got the Moderna vaccination, and the second dose is when everybody starts feeling sick and stuff. So I'm just going to tell you guys right now, I am not getting the second dose on my birthday. No way. No how. I'm turning the big 24.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
Yeah. So I don't want to be big sick 24. On my 24th birthday, you know? I told my sister, I'm like, listen, I want a SpongeBob themed birthday party. And if I don't get a cake with Patrick on it going 24, I'm probably gonna pitch.
I see me, because I'm not eligible until Tuesday. That's the thing. And I work in broadcast news, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I had to wait with everyone else. The kids.
I find that very interesting that you had to wait anyway, because my mother works for a newspaper. And when the whole COVID thing first started, I was like, what are you going to do for work? Are they going to have you working from home? And she goes, no, I still have to work there. And I was like, hi. And she
it's
goes,
very
well, news
weird
is considered.
How
you're considered essential business, so I would figure, like, since you guys are the ones that are telling all of us like all the important stuff, that you would be considered, like, right along with me who works with food. I figured you would get yours right away too.
Yes, you see, but you forgot to factor in that we're the media, so everyone's like, the media wants vaccines. Oh, look, I think we got some right here.
the news is considered essential. Like, if Scarlett Johansson was like, yeah, I'm in the Avengers movies, give me the vaccine, I'd be like, well, let's let the news anchors get it first.
But we weren't deemed essential enough, because we understand the seniors had to get vaccinated first, healthcare workers, obviously. But then Cuomo just kept kind of like, yeah, but not yet. And I'm like, now I can just go and get it.
Well, based on my age alone. You guys hear, like, this is more New York City based news, but it has to do with this. De Blasio is going to try to have Broadway open back up by September. So now,
yeah, I heard about that.
Getting vaccinated, they're having and then they're gonna teach them how to help vaccinate and like vaccination pop-ups and checking. So the city's trying to open up theater again, which I think is important, because that's like a big
Broadway and stuff, because like when everything shut down, and you guys are probably gonna roll your eyes at this, but I was very excited that Frozen was put on Broadway. It was doing really well. Then everything got shut down, and then like I guess like they weren't doing as well as everybody thought, and they're like, yeah, we're shutting down Frozen musical indefinitely. It's on tour right now going around the U.S. but like they just cast like a new Elsa and a new Anna, and like those girls only got two shows. I'm just like, that's got to be devastating to finally get your big break on Broadway. Like, you're playing two lead roles, and then COVID hits, and it's like, It's done.
That's,
pack up. Go home.
Yeah,
we're done. We can't afford to be on because we don't know when we're going to go back.
My parents saw Frozen because they won the lottery. The lottery, like right before everything shut down. So they saw that, and my mom saw Moulin Rouge because she won two lotteries. I'm like, what fucking luck do you have?
Right.
But my dad had tickets like the week Broadway shut down. Got like me like tickets like for Valentine's Day to go see Company together with Patti LuPone. So now we just have the vouchers, so like when Broadway comes back we can like use them for like a show.
That's good though. That's really good.
At least they like gave vouchers, or they're able to refund you. They weren't like bad about it.
Because I know because they're hoping that they can open theater back up around here, but I think the timeline's the same. They're trying to get music venues around Syracuse back open sooner than that, especially like the amphitheater and stuff. Like, they're trying to like make sure that shit's ready to go for the summer, because there's people who are going to be touring and stuff. I mean, that's fine, but the thing is like, you know,
that Aaron Lake's already announced their lineup for this summer.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't know if you guys saw, but Nickelback's gonna be there this summer.
Tempting to risk getting COVID for Nickelback. Someone's gonna be how like, really? First act out of the pandemic, and you pick Nickelback? I'm like, geez, just give us another one. Just give us another one. Don't give me Nickelback.
I was about to make the dumbest joke ever about the cheapest concert you could ever see.
I've heard this joke before.
Hey, Lewis, now we want
to go ahead. Should I go ahead with it?
Might as well.
Yeah, Lewis, you already said it. Like, you might as well. Okay, I'll go with
it. Did you hear about that concert that only cost 45 cents?
No. What about it?
I had 50 cent in Nickelback.
Get out.
I should have known.
So stupid. He said it was a dumb joke.
It did say it was a dumb joke.
You know what?
He did warn us.
He did.
There's one thing I'm hearing about for the city. We do something called like Shakespeare in the Park in the city. I actually wait online for like 6-7 hours every year to get the tickets. Right. I'm one of those people. I get there at like 4 a.m. So I'm like, I'm wondering if the city is going to do it, because it's in Central Park in something called the Delacorte Theater, but the theater is actually outside. So you sit outside and you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a real theater. So like, I'm curious if they're going to do it where maybe they'll social distance it.
Probably could, honestly. If it's an outdoor venues have a much better chance of reopening than indoor venues, is basically what they're saying. Yeah, this is just for New York State. It's not even for everywhere, but generally speaking, outdoor venues have a much better shot of doing stuff versus indoor.
Right.
Because you're not going to pile a bunch of people into a hockey game in a very small arena, but like if you have like a football game or a baseball game going on or like an outdoor concert or something, you could spread people out and be like, all right, this is fine.
It's like kind of large too, so they could do it in like sections and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'll go and wait for the tickets again, like.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because me in India, we found out that Oswego Theater was reopened. So we decided to go see Raya and the Last Dragon in theater instead of paying premium for Disney Plus to go.
Yeah, how was that?
That was good. I mean, the advice I got was that this is like I talked with someone that we both know. We talked with Nathaniel about it. And he's just like, yeah, just pre-purchase
your expert.
I know, but he's just like, yeah, just pre-purchase your tickets online beforehand, and it's way easier. And that was very true because I pre-purchased the tickets ahead of time. I showed him the QR code, scanned it. It was fine. We bought snacks and stuff too, but then they're only allowed to run at a certain percent capacity. Right. So we're just sitting there waiting for the last thing. We're waiting for like pretzel bites, and we saw like five parents try to get a walk-in ticket for Ray and the Last Dragon. They're like, sorry, we're at capacity already. We watched, this is cynical, but it's like I watched five sets of parents and kids try to get tickets for Ray and the Last Dragon, and they're like, sorry, we're at capacity. And me and Indy are just like standing there. I noticed it before she did, but I just nudged her and I'm like, I think we beat out some parents for Ray and the Last Dragon.
You know what's really funny about movie theaters right now? They happen to open up right around, and I don't know, maybe you guys have seen that this is a thing. They just made a live action Tom and Jerry movie.
Yeah.
It opened back up right when that was coming out. And it was weird because of COVID, only so many movies were coming out like into theaters, and that was one of the few. And Tom and Jerry did surprisingly well at the box office for their opening weekend, much more than like Rotten Tomatoes and all these other like reviewers thought they would do. Like they were the number one movie when they came out opening weekend. Like I didn't think it would be Tom and Jerry. I love Tom and Jerry just as much as the next guy, but like, that was the number one movie of that weekend.
I mean, yeah, there's still not a whole like bunch of movies coming out. And then like what Warner Brothers is doing, because that's I think who did Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's them, because what they're doing is they're releasing all their movies in theaters, but what they're doing is they're at the same time they're releasing them on HBO Max.
Yeah.
But then people have the option to do either. And they're doing that for all of 2021. So I think they're hitting both. Like, we don't want to pay the HBO Max prices for, like, Wonder Woman 1984. They released it in theaters. But they're also like, if you're really afraid of COVID and you have HBO Max, we're also going to put it there for you.
Yeah. They're being very smart, but, like, it also can set a pretty dangerous predicate for movie theaters. Because what's going to stop them from after the pandemic to be like, you know what, we're going to still hit, both. That's the kind of tricky thing. And I'm not trying to give the big corporations more money than they already have out of me. Like I'm like, cause like the whole point of going to movie theaters, like to do something that wasn't like drive somewhere or go grab groceries. Like,
movie theaters, yeah, they make most of their money from their concessions.
Yeah, no, we bought concession. I made that a point, and I'm like, I'll buy the tickets if you buy snacks, and then that way we're helping out the theater.
Yeah, because we're just buying
Oswego, which is where all of us went to school and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that's such a small, like even Oswego is like a bigger town anyway because it has SUNY Oswego, but like even just that movie theater is just such a small like mom and pop business compared to everything else in Oswego, and I got to be honest with you guys. I really don't like movie theaters. Rare occasion. Yeah, it's a very rare occasion when I go to a movie theater because I will sit there and I will literally go into a sensory overload because it's so loud and in my face. I'm not wearing them right now, but I wear glasses because I can't see distance. So I can't even see the screen. So it's a rare occasion for me. I want to go, but I really want to go there just for the sake of supporting them because I do like that's a really the only theater I enjoy going to. There's my little
Oswego Theater. Sappy
moment. It's just like, I just want to support a business, even though I'll have a panic attack in their theater.
Oswego Theater sponsor us.
Drive-ins. We were like, they were dying, and then COVID
hit. So happy about that.
Drive-ins became big.
Yeah. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Because I have some other things I'd like to talk about.
I have a quick question. I want to go around for a second. What was the last movie you guys saw in the theater before everything shut down?
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait, really? Me too.
Oh, God. It was probably Avengers Endgame for me.
Mike, I saw that with you.
I know. That was my last time in the
movie theater. Sarah, what was yours? What was the last movie you saw before the shutdown?
It was my brother's choice, so that means we had to go. It was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, because I didn't want to go see Avengers.
That was a while ago.
Tend to rent movies. I watch a lot of movies, TV, and I'll recommend them. I like older movies, but occasionally I'll go see one, like, by myself. I saw Fences by myself. I made it a point to go to the theaters for that one. Me and my siblings like very opposite movies. Like Knives Out, I think, was one we all agreed on.
Yeah,
that one was 2019.
Lewis, what did you see before everything shut down? Don't tell me it was Endgame 2, because we saw that together.
That was like a year before.
Yeah. For me, I have to look at the list for a sec, because it was very close. It's actually The Invisible Man.
Oh, okay.
I was about ready to do the final Jeopardy theme. I'm glad you answered.
Yeah.
I saw that happen.
That Elizabeth Moss and
That was the one that came out last year, just before.
It came out February 28th, and I saw it on March, I think, 7th.
Yeah, because
like before they sent us home.
Right before they sent you guys home from school. That's crazy.
I think if I
remember. Because then March 13th, they moved it digital.
Yeah, because I think me and India saw Sonic the second weekend it came out, not opening weekend.
That's good.
So I was waiting. That one was actually really good, but I don't want to dive too much.
We've
talked about this on
that is the one
episode.
We bully. Yeah.
We have a past episode topic.
We bully the producers to get a better one.
We could bully Hollywood producers. We could bully hedge funds. We could bully politicians. Like the internet's fucking great for bullying people. But we need to move on because there's a bunch of other stuff. 2021, I think, it hasn't been as bad as 2020. In terms of all the shit that was going on, I mean,
I don't know about you guys, but I've already got a lot of BS at my job in 2021.
But this was the second part I was about to say. But it's still crazy what's going on. Like there's still some madness going on. Like besides the Capitol attacks in January 6th, right? We do have a bunch of political stuff still going on, like the Georgia suppression laws that are going in. They're calling them voters' rights, but it's really like, hey, because you help elect a Democratic president, we're not going to do this anymore. Basically going back to Jim Crow era laws. Unlike the news, we are not a news source, so we could be like, yeah, that's racist. Jim Crow. You heard about the
Capitol attack today. There's a Capitol attack today too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that happened today. The one dude, the suspect in one Capitol Hill police officer dead because he tried to run the barricade and he
got two cops.
And mind you, the conservatives are trying to get that taken down earlier in March, and now it might have just saved them again from another attack.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, it was a one guy going ramming ship. Imagine if he was able to get in. Like,
yeah.
There's still crazy shit going on. Not as crazy, but we still get a good dose of it. It's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in the 2020s. We're still in the 2020s decade.
Yeah.
But in lighter news, pot's legal in New York.
Finally.
That's a very new thing. Regardless of it being legal or not, guys, if you smoke the devil's lettuce, I don't really want to talk to you because that's very sinful and bad.
I saw you smoke weed before.
Wow!
Gee, I just come right out and say it like this.
Like, wow!
No, Mike didn't say much in this episode. When he does speak in this episode,
oh my God,
just comes right out and says.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Wake up and choose violence.
Michael woke up and he chose violence.
On Good Friday?
My Irish heritage.
On Good Friday, Michael.
Irish.
Oh my God.
He's blaming the Irish, but he knows. I've been sending him TikToks all week. I've been sending him TikToks of like people doing bad shit to pizza. And he's like, get the cross. No, the cross. No, the cross.
Chicago deep dish, one of them?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Sarah, don't even get started. We already know. This isn't a beef episode. This isn't beef. We don't do beef.
I'm just going to nod my head.
Yeah. But pot's legal in New York.
So since we're speaking about this, I just want to make it clear. I am definitely not texting while recording the podcast. But my friend just sent me
us right now.
It's relevant to what we're talking about, but my friend just sent me a screenshot from a particular article he just read, and this says effective immediately possessing a small amount is not a crime. As soon as the ink is dry on Cuomo's signature, adults could possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana or 24 grams of marijuana concentrate without fear or arrest of prosecution. But here's the big thing. Depending on how much you roll, that's about 50 joints. You can also store up to 5 pounds in your home.
Yeah. No, I read I got the press brief. I saw the press brief at work. So I got all these details and I saw the script and stuff. So I knew all that detail, but I keep reading it and I'm like, there were like 50 joints, but all the stoners on my Snapchat are like, 50, really? That's what you measured it out to? It's like, that's what we got here.
It's a big one. Even like minors who had weed, I think they get a small fine and they have to do a drug education program.
Yeah,
like, I think what's going on right now, I think it's the same rules like with alcohol, right?
Yeah,
and you guys it's
basically
21.
What it is that it's basically treated like alcohol at this point. But the one key difference is that if they smell pot in your car, if you get pulled over and they smell pot, they can't use that as probable cause to search your car or get a warrant for it.
But that I find that interesting because, let's say you and I are driving in the car. You're driving, I'm in the passenger seat, and let's say I have a can of Bud Light or something. If that's open, they have the right to search your car.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned is one of the key differences.
I would still consider it like a right to search your car because there's a possibility somebody's stoned behind the wheel and that's not cool.
Yeah, that's the one thing that they're like, they can't do it based off smell. Like if they see that there's an open blunt, they treat that the same way.
Right.
Where they're like, we're gonna look, but like, you know, like they just want to see that you're not high behind the wheel. Because they're working on like a breathalyzer type test to work on that. But the thing about the legalized weed, I'm like, I feel like it's been like 10 years too late. Like New York should have been one of the first five, not in the first, like we were the 16th state, I think, or the 15th or
something like that.
16th. Yep.
Yeah. 16th. Like we weren't even the first 15. We should have been first 15. We let New Jersey beat us to the fucking weed game.
New York was tired. New York was tired. You know, they were dealing with some shit.
Hold on. New York was not tired. Cuomo was in a deep load of trouble and he was trying to kiss our asses. That's what happened.
If he really wanted to kiss our asses, he should have just been like, you know what? Just fucking start selling right now. Next week, go ahead, do it.
Zach, you also have to remember, even when New York tries to do something good, they still fuck it up. Like how
that's
they
did what the lottery. That's what I was saying. I'm like, pot could be legal in all 50 states. The only state that would screw it up so bad that it wouldn't work is New York. There's a reason or people Texas. Are going away. Well, no. Texas only screws up important shit like energy.
And letting blame the snow on the all window. Of their citizens act like COVID's not a thing.
Or electing dumb senators, like, oh, I mean, important shit. They let
that's none of my business.
Are we talking about Texas or Florida?
Yes. I mean, both.
Yes. I mean, they're interesting. Yes, yes, yes.
It's probably both. Yeah, both, both. Definitely. Let's go with both. But yeah, pot's legal now. So you know, the first legal sale from this dispensary might not happen for 2 years, but you know. New York's going to be hurting for a while, so they might as well legalize pot. The funny thing is that like the New York State PTA group and a bunch of sheriff's groups are like, don't legalize pot. It just increases crime and shit, but it turns out it really doesn't. Like,
it'll decrease crime. What do you mean?
Causation does not mean correlation. Like, correlation does not mean causation. It's like the
rule. It has minimal effect.
Yeah, like, it's not like they're legalizing, you know, a certain degree of, like, burglary or robbery or anything like that.
It's just another thing for boomers to complain about. Can we be honest?
This was a Karen. This was, like, a full Karen in Albany. Like, a full Karen haircut and everything. Head of the PTA of New York State. Going on TV saying
usually the head of the PTA though they usually
yes but like yeah. the point I'm trying to prove it's a full Karen saying you got to think about the children, and I'm like, I have thought about the children, and I have one thing to say about the children is fuck them kids and light up.
And you know what I would say to that's like, need to care about the kids, like, okay, get a better program than DARE, because ooh. DARE sucks. It don't do shit.
Yeah.
They're like, think about the children. They're like,
generally the Karen's kids that are smoking the most.
That's actually pretty accurate.
That's true. That's very true. Because I had a bunch of Karens at my high school, and they're like, I can't believe all these kids doing drugs, and then her son got busted for steroids. So I mean,
it's like do you realize secretly your son's one of the big dealers in the area?
Yeah.
Did you not know that? Does that explain why everyone's coming in and out of your house every
why night? Do you think your son's so popular? It's not for his shitty personality.
He looks ugly as hell.
He's not even a 2 out of 10, and that's concerning. But pot's legal now in New York State. You're welcome. Cuomo's trying to sit, even though they were working on this bill anyways, it just happened to come up at the right time where Cuomo's like, I will do anything to win back praise, and they're like, sign the weed bill. And he's Cuomo like, back.
Twitter, like, look at me, I signed the bill. My ink is dry. It's like, Cuomo, listen.
Cuomo, you published a book during
the pandemic. The water is
my ink's dry.
You're gonna keep grabbing women. Don't use pot to make yourself look better, okay?
The hard thing for Cuomo is that he was a former prosecutor, so now he has to let out a bunch of the prisoners he put in for pot possession. So it's gonna be very awkward when he lets
the. That's my whole thing about all of this. Like, okay, great, pot's legal. I'm happy for you. How release all the people on non-violent marijuana?
Oh, they are. They're gonna release most of them by the end of this year, and their records are gonna be
a lot sooner, but.
The records are going to be expunged too, so it was in the bill too. So like the whole thing's online, you can go read about it. I'm not going to go into every detail because I want to talk about this next part. Lil Nas X.
I heard about this one,
Daddy.
Sued by Nike.
My God, he is pissed off just about every conservative figure that I
pissed off Nike.
He's pissed off.
I said from the beginning, I'm like, listen, Old Town Road slaps, but like the EP is great. This kid is not going to just be a one-hit wonder. Nobody believed me. I kid you not. I had to work the next morning, but I got up at midnight to listen to Call Me By Your Name. And it's his best song. And it pissed off the conservatives. What more can you ask for from a gay 20-year-old?
I know. It was like, I knew that like he was working on other stuff. Like I heard Panini back when he had dropped his EP, and I'm like, he's not going to be a one hit wonder. There's no way he was going to be a one hit wonder. But now he's doing his debut album and this the song "Call Me by Your Name" is like it is. Mike even pointed it out in our community Discord server. Join
plug.
But you dropped the link to the music video, and you were not the person I was expecting for someone to be like, "Oh my God, listen to this."
Yeah, I'm not. Okay.
Let him explain.
I wanted to listen. No, I know, Mike, you're actually a Christian, so I actually really want to hear your input on the song and the music video more than anything.
For one thing, it was nice to find like all the Easter eggs in the music video, especially that nod to SpongeBob.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But also, you know, just looking at all the media around it, like, you know, the investigation about the lyrics on that YouTube channel. I already forget the name of it because
Genius.
Oh yeah, Genius.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really take them seriously ever since they explained the lyrics of the Flossin song. So
yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, it's like, you know, of just him basically, you know, saying, "Hey, you know, I've beaten my demons, you know, and I'm proud of who I am, and if I take hate for it, so be it. It's what I believe in." It's actually pretty Christian, in my opinion, because Christians have like this, you know, of course there are like the conservatives, Christians, and magagelicals who are kind of distorting it a little bit, but Christians are all about, like, you know, not who we let out, but who we bring in, and in expressing ourselves. Like, we're proud to be this. We're proud to be X, Y, and Z. Like, we don't care who you are. We'll accept you. And of course, there are contradictions to that. We've seen that in American society ever since the Pilgrims landed.
Yep. I thought the music video, like, because people were really mad about the music video, not so much the song. They're like, "Oh my God, he's doing all these things to Satan." I'm like, but you tell him to go, he's going to hell his whole life, and then he goes to hell, and now you're mad all of a sudden that he's in hell.
You know what? The really cool thing about this, too, is that he's a very young and up-and-coming artist, but he co-directed this video. This was like most of this video, it was all him. It was definitely like very passionate and coming from his heart. Like, if you read all of his tweets, he's like, "Guys, listen, you've been telling me this shit all my life, and now I'm like depicting it, and now you have a problem. Make up your mind. What is your problem? Either I'm gay and I'm going to hell, and if I actually go to hell, you have a problem with it."
Yeah,
can't win here.
There's a lot of people who are like, even like there was one rapper, Jonah Lucas, who I really enjoy. He did the one track with Eminem on the Kamikaze record, but he was like, "Hey man, like, your audience is kids. You gotta, like, you know, make sure that you're being a role model." And Lil Nas X that basically told him, focused. Lil Nas X be like, "Look, I'm not here for the kids." Like, and my thing is, like, why is it like when you like put these people on a pedestal that they don't want to be on, and then they step down, you get mad at them? That's what I want to know. Because, like, The Weeknd says, "I'm not a Kid's Choice Award," and then he won a Kid's Choice Award for "I Can't Feel My Face," a song about cocaine.
Old Town Road, if you listen to the lyrics of Old Town Road, which is
not a kid's song.
It's not a kid's song. They talk about sex and him cheating on his girlfriend, even though Lil Nas X is gay. But yeah, I think this was before he came out of the closet.
Yeah.
But they talk about him doing lean in this song.
Yeah.
Old Town Road is not for kids. Don't get me wrong, I love that video of him at that preschool singing Old Town Road, the kids jumping around and singing along with it. It is so cute and wholesome. But it's like, Lil Nas X is not JoJo Siwa.
No.
His music is not for kids. If you go and listen to his EP, it's not for kids. It is your choice if you let your kids listen to Old Town Road as opposed to WAP, which is very obviously not for kids.
And then it's the same people. It's
absolutely ridiculous.
It's the same people that are getting mad over and over. It's like, how dare these artists express themselves the way that they want to? But then these country artists are like, you know, I'm like
drink beers at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, like encouraging beating women, and they're like, that's real music. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, really not.
It's really not. They're like, oh, we beat our wives and we drink beers at 2 in the afternoon and our pickup trucks don't work, so we beat our wives again. We don't like black people. It's like, that's like what some of these people listen to.
From the get-go, Lil Nas X has not been for kids, and I don't understand why parents are flipping out. I don't think he's been
for kids. You listen to any of his other music, it's not for kids.
It's not. It never has been. Even his SoundCloud stuff before Old Town Road became a viral hit. He's not for kids. He's not a kid. He's 20, 21 years old. Yeah. He's not going to make music for your five-year-old. He's going to make music for his audience, his age group, because that's what he's going through.
But then the other controversy came from the shoes.
He managed to get one on him.
And, well, I don't know if Nike will actually win the day on that, despite them having to, because here's why. Because Nike did the holy shoes. This is a direct, they're going to argue, their defense is going to be to argue that, like, this is a direct parody to the holy shoes. And in which case, Nike can't. If I understand media law and parody and stuff like that, is that Nike really, like, they can send a cease and desist, but then they can go to court, and then the other team, you know, Nas's team is going to argue, like, look, this is a direct parody because of those shoes.
Oh, yeah, actually, in this, Nike did get a restraining order against the sales, and it just basically blocked the sales of the Satan shoes.
Yeah, like, nobody's, like, people who have already bought it are not allowed to get them.
Right.
So, and like the Nike's like, this is infringing on our copyright. And I'm like, yeah, but this is a direct parody. They literally copied the holy shoe.
So if it's a parody, they can't.
Well, they have to go prove it in court. Right? That's the thing. They have to go prove it in court first. But
if it's a parody, then you're allowed to do it because you're giving your own commentary.
Yeah. Like the commentary is it's a different biblical quote. It's a different substance instead of holy water. It's human blood. Like, I don't think it's actually human blood. Could be wrong.
No, he's even confirmed that there is a drop of human blood.
Yeah,
in
a particular part
of the shoe.
Yeah. He could literally drop one in and put the food dye in the rest. Like, come on.
Part that doesn't help though, if you look at the shoe, there is the Nike swoosh.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
That's what doesn't help their case.
That's what doesn't help.
Which I think is why he's in trouble, is because of the Nike logo on it.
Yeah, because if he literally did not have the Nike logo on it, or did a parody of the Nike logo, he probably would have been fine. But the shoe sold out in less than a minute. I don't think the holy Nike shoe sold out in less than a minute. I think they took a while to sell out.
Tell you guys, Lil Nas X is being so fucking funny about all this. You guys remember that episode of SpongeBob where Squidward is in this cardboard box going, spare change, man. He shared a clip of that really quick, and it said, me after the Nike lawsuit. I'm just so glad he's such a meme queen after all of this. He could literally lose every penny he has, and he's still cracking jokes.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine by the end of the day. The final point I wanted to...
I was going to say they might let him do the shoe, but he would have to take off the logo.
Yeah, they might be like, look, you could do the shoe, but take the logo off, and then just flip. I would be such a troll and just flip it upside down and be like, well, it's technically not yours. I'd be like, it's technically not yours because you don't flip your logo upside down. The final point I wanted to bring up is he literally... This is the easiest marketing strategy of all time. It's in the books. It's
outrage written. Marketing.
Outrage marketing works 11 out of 10 times. If you want to piss off a particular group of people to get them talking about your shit, guess what? It's going to work 11 out of 10 times, especially in America. When you want to piss off people, you piss off who? White conservatives. Piss them off all the way to high hell. That's all you got to do. Just piss them off. That's how exactly.
Especially now with social media.
I know now it's easier now. And now you're getting free publicity everywhere. I know Kayla from the Listen to Me Speak podcast. She's like, I was listening to her show to today because I was walking. I went for a walk today despite the winds because I needed to get out of the house.
But hey, like, you're brave, Zach. You're brave.
Yeah, but she brought up the point. She's like, look, if you don't want to fuck with someone, don't fuck with them. Like, don't give them any lessons. You hear controversy and you don't like the person, just go the other way. Like, just ignore them. But, you know, people get upset about shit. Like, people feel personally offended. Because, like, I think even Trevor Lawrence, who's projected to be the first overall draft pick for the NFL draft this year, he's like, come on, we can't be doing this. And I'm like, all these people are coming out of the woodwork, and it's just showing me how many shitty people there are. Once again, there's a lot of shitty people out there. So I'm like, you can't have it both ways. Like they can't really have it both ways. You can't be like, I'm for freedom of speech, and then someone makes a sound about, makes a song in a music video that's provocative, and then they're like, oh, well, I don't want this up. So I know I have one more point. I have one more point. How do we feel about the summer coming up? Because like, we're talking about the craziness now and the vaccines going around now. How do we feel really quick? I mean, because
I think the best term. You go ahead.
Because I'm feeling a mixed feeling. I'm like, I should be excited, but I'm not. Because literally in the show notes, I have people are still morons in there. I probably should have put it down in the other part, but I'm like, it's still there. I'm like, people are still morons. I want to make that an inspirational quote and put it on our Instagram and see what happens. Right. Your inspirational quote of the day, and it's like, people are still morons, but post it every single week with a different background and font.
I gotta tell you, I have a lot of anxiety because like I've mentioned on here before, I'm a manager at a cafe, and even now it's still very anxiety ridden. I mean, yeah, everybody's getting their vaccines and stuff. I've had so many older couples in the last few weeks just so happy they can finally go out. Like, I had a couple in today that this was their first time in a restaurant over a year. They finally got their vaccines. But I also had a very interesting encounter with a customer today, and it really got me thinking. This guy came in without a mask on. I've dealt with this before. I was like, all right, I've done it before. I can do it again. He'll come up to the counter. And we sell bags of the coffee that we brew for our customers. Mm-hmm. And he asked for a pound of one that was not on the shelf. I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. Would you mind putting your mask on for me while you're waiting? Because I have to go scoop it for you. And I said it exactly the way I just said to you guys.
Yeah.
You just heard my beautiful customer service voice. And the guy goes, I don't have one. And I said in my polite customer service voice, okay, no problem. I'll go get you one from the back office. So I'm going to go get one. He stops me. He goes, well, I have my vaccine, so I don't need it. I was like, yeah, I actually have mine too, but we're still required by law to wear one in here because there are still people that don't have their vaccine and you can spread it. It's just the law, sir. So I go back there and he's saying something to me in a very aggressive voice, but I can't hear what he's saying. But I was like, I'll be right back. You're Jamaican, no problem. And all of a sudden I hear him go, I don't want your damn Jamaican. And then he storms out of the building. And we have my restaurant that I work at was built in 1874. It used to be a hardware store. Mm-hmm. So it's very old. So I can feel him stomping through the store.
Yeah.
And slam our heavy doors. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the cook goes, well, isn't he a ray of sunshine? We switched shifts. And the other cook that came in to replace the other one goes, listen, I'm really sorry about that guy that said something to you earlier. I was like, it's not a big deal. But keep in mind, I did not tell this cook about what happened. I haven't talked to her all day. So like, not a big deal. I've had people not wear masks all the time and storm out. And she goes, yeah, but it's not every day you get called a cunt at your job.
Oh.
I was like, whoa, what? So that when he was yelling stuff to me and I didn't hear him, he was calling me a fucking cunt because I was making him put on a mask if he wanted his Jamaican me crazy. Come to find out, this guy was my coworker's sister's boyfriend. He went home and bitched about me to the girlfriend. She into him about like, listen, that's my sister's job. You're embarrassing her. You're embarrassing yourself. And she went and told the mother, who I'm also friends with. And then she told the daughter like, hey, sister's boyfriend just went in and said these awful things to Hannah. And she's like, feel like Hannah would have told me if some guy called her a cunt, and I didn't know.
Right.
Then I asked the other cook who was right there. I'm like, did he say this? And she's like, yeah, I figured you heard him. So yeah, I got called a cunt in my job today. First of all, I found out he lied. He told me he had both of his vaccinations, which if you're anti-mask, I can't imagine you're all for getting both vaccinations.
Yeah, see, so those are things like, that don't.
Right. Correlate. And I told her, I'm like, you know, he told me he got the vaccines. And she goes, no, he's anti-vax. Like, he's preached up and down. He will not get it. And so what I'm concerned about this summer is that that's going to be an issue. I'm going to have people come in not wearing a mask, and I'm going to ask them to wear it. They'll be like, well, I had the vaccine. What are the rules going to be this summer? Like, right. Am I allowed to tell people, well, they had their vaccinations, like, you need to wear a mask? Are there people that are not going to get the vaccination, and I have to tell them that they need to wear a mask? I read an article today that there's something proposed that, like, we can separate people based on people that are vaccinated and people that aren't vaccinated. And I'm like, people are automatically going to jump to that assumption. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm being segregated. This is against my constitutional rights. I literally had this conversation with somebody else earlier, and I did that exact same accent. So I'm just so worried that, like, this is going to just add on to all my stress in my job, watching over these 16-year-olds that are supervising these tables, and then they're going to have to deal with this. Like, can you imagine some 50-year-old man screaming at a 16-year-old waitress about how he doesn't want to wear a mask? That's so, like, it's not that kid's fault. She's literally a sophomore in high school. Like, why are you taking it out on her? So I'm just worried this is just going to add on to all the stuff I already have to deal with as a manager and training these other girls. And I'm going to have to figure out, like, is this person vaccinated? Are they allowed in here? Do I have to check, like, a certain ID?
It sounds like there's a lot of shit. I know they're working on the Excelsior app that lets people prove that, like, they've been vaccinated or tested recently negative. I have a very dumb thought. This would have been me if I was a dictator in a country and COVID was going on. I would be like, we must wear mask. But if we do not wear mask and man refuses to wear mask, you must taser in balls to prove point a mask. because balls are useless if man do not wear mask.
It's just like, I just don't know what I'm going to have to do. Like, am I going to have to learn all these rules? Am I going to have to use a specific method to check these people's apps to see if they're vaccinated? Am I not going to be allowed to let people in that aren't vaccinated? But there's just so many...
I get that. Going into this summer, you should taser them in the balls since you're a private business. Like, oh, you don't want to wear a mask?
I completely agree, but, like, I don't think my bosses will agree. And they'll be like, listen, you've been a really good asset here since you were 17 years old, but you tase that guy that called you a cunt, we're probably going to have to let you go.
I don't know, man. Sarah.
A felony.
What's interesting about what Hannah said, so, like, this is, like, what was maybe a proposed idea, that they would get, like, a vaccination passport kind of thing. This was, like, a kind of thrown-out thing. Mm-hmm. And so then the conservatives on Twitter, and this really, really bothered me,
started comparing
the Holocaust, like proving that you were vaccinated. Because what they did was people who were Jewish had to wear a Jewish star so people could identify them as Jews. And they lived in what was – they put them in ghettos before they them to the camps, and that's how you would be identified. And so they're like, we're just like in Nazi Germany when they had to wear a gold star. I'm like, this is not like Nazi Germany. Please retire that comparison. That pisses me off more than anything.
It's a dumb comparison. It's, first of all, it's not even the same thing. You're talking about, like, proving that someone is safe to bring in versus genocide. Like,
there's no comparison there.
Do you see the chart right now? Somebody draw this in. Do you see the chart?
This is what 2021 has done. This is why 2020 was still so much worse. But 2021, apparently at some point, I missed the memo. It became okay to bring the Holocaust comparisons back into it.
Yeah.
I would say, as a granddaughter of a Holocaust survivor, maybe not do that.
Maybe not.
Let's maybe leave the Holocaust to where it was and remember what happened and try to prevent it from happening again. Let's not compare American politics
to Nazi Germany. I think they're very
yeah. Because like,
I think it's ridiculous we're even calling this politics though. Like, but whether or not this virus is real or whether or not we should get the vaccine is considered a political opinion. I'm like, people are dying. I know multiple people I can count on both hands that have died of COVID-19 or have known somebody who dies of COVID-19. It's not a political opinion. It is something that is happening. It is right in your backyard and you need to start taking it seriously. We've been in this a year. I can potty train a puppy or a toddler faster than you people have learned that you need to put on a mask and consider the lives around you. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous that this is considered a political opinion.
It's just trust the science.
For coming to my TED talk.
It's literally just called trust the science, because the only thing that debunks science is better science. That's the only thing ever. Absolutely. Because, you know, like, we know science works, like literally gravity works, like that's science.
We all do that. Look, gravity challenge started by the poorly written podcast.
Yeah. So like, proof science is important. Literally pick up this, drop it. Congratulations, you prove science works. Because the thing, like, the summer, wear a mask. Literally, just wear a mask. I don't have my mask near me. I'm home, so I don't need to wear them. See, Lewis, wear a mask. He lost his headphones. Sure. Quick, talk shit.
That's simple, even though I just made.
It was worth it.
These are
like the fact that we have to tell you to wear a fucking mask, though. Unbelievable. Wear your fucking mask. Trust science. Get vaccinated. Like, that's what I'm worried about for the summer is like people are still going to be like people are going to buy fake vaccination cards and then they're going to get fucking COVID-19. But it's actually been proven, at least with the Pfizer vaccine, that if you like have the or if you are fully vaccinated and then been exposed to COVID, you don't transmit COVID, which is very important, which is a big, you know, that's a big game changer right there. Cause now people are going to be like, oh, well, we should get vaccinated. Moderna, I think they're releasing that study next week or the week after. And then Johnson & Johnson and Azerta has to do that study too. They're going to be until the summer and all that. But, you know, for the United States, it looks like we might deal with another wave of stupidity. I mean, we have a pandemic of stupid people.
Yeah, I was excited.
What else is new?
No, I don't know. I'm more excited because, like, last summer, I think you guys know I went out once, really.
Yeah.
Went to the beach once, and I just went out to walk my dog and get food, and that was about it. So, like, and my city's becoming more alive again, which is nice. You know, I still haven't eaten in a restaurant. Like, they're open. I just refuse to eat in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I'll get food from a restaurant and eat outside, though. But, you know, so I'm more excited. Maybe I can go to the beach a couple more times. Maybe go to the park, like Central Park, go down there.
Yeah.
Just out a little bit more. I'm going to be more comfortable doing that now that I'm getting my second dose in a few weeks.
Yeah. That's the end of the episode. You know, like before, follow us on social media. Do I have to say where again? Because I will.
Do it.
I just need one. I heard it do it.
One more time, just for the
one more time. Ready? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We also have YouTube, community Discord server. But you can find all of that in the show notes below, in the description below. And if you not find the poorlyrandpodcast.com, it's all there too, you know, website plug.
Yep. Wait, one more thing.
Remember the webcam thing.
Yes, remember the webcam. If you want to donate, please message us and we will get that fund going. We need Mike to have a new webcam.
I'm literally telling people, I'm literally just saying, just follow us. If every account gets to 100 followers each, Mike gets a webcam. How do you feel about that, Mike? For thus one follow and one share a day, you could be funding Mike's webcam in the arms of an
angel. From here, is that how it goes?
Yeah, something.
I'm glad all three of us just decided to sing at the same time.
Why do I know the words?
All right, that's
before we go, can we have Mike explain his profile picture to the people that can like, see us.
We don't have time. We're out of time.
You have time, Zachary.
It's a Razzie. Oh, that's it. That's the explanation. He told us
didn't
before.
I ask you. I asked Michael.
Mike, is it a Razzie?
Yes, it is.
There we go.
That's the end. That's all I wanted.
All right. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. We don't have time for shenanigans.
We had time, Zach.
No, we didn't. We're literally out of time.